Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
Our intern Bianca is back after being gone for a week, and you're very missed.
Spring break.
You know what? I missed you guys.
Woo! You didn't miss us.
Not even for a second.
Burt was so upset that you you didn't come in that he didn't come in at all either.
Yeah, I purposely broke my knee. I said, if you're not going to be in, I'm not coming in.
So where'd you go for spring break?
Cancun.
Oh yeah.
Oh, and that's a party place.
Yes, it is, definitely.
Was this your first spring break?
No, I've been plenty of places before.
Take us old folks down there. Tell us what it's like in Mexico for spring break.
Well, it's margaritas and partying and a lot of drinking.
Ooh, they still do that, huh?
Maybe, hey, Bert, really, did you really have knee surgery, Bert? Or were you in Cancun?
I was in Cancun, yeah. I was fishing. That's where I got the knee injury. I don't think like spring break's never going to change, man.
Right.
Same as it was 50 years ago, mm-hmm. as it is
drinking.
Now.
Drinking.
Did they do the thing at the Senior Frogs where they blow the whistle and shoot the shots into your mouth?
No, we didn't do that, but I did it on the party boat.
Okay.
Party boat.
Yeah.
Oh, drinking on the water.
Remember
and
those, man?
Not only did you get to Cancun, but then you had to get on a party boat.
Yeah.
Of course.
Sure. Cheapest liquor in Mexico, man.
Bar all day, unlimited.
Wow.
They just kept it coming.
Mm-hmm.
Was there any day at spring break where you didn't have a drink of alcohol?
No.
Why would you do that?
Why would you? That's why I was
asking.
What's the point?
So I want to hear about the creepy guy, because I've...
This is fascinating.
Yes. I've heard stories of adult dudes, like my age dudes, who go down to Cancun in Mexico because they during spring break time as their vacation. Like mm-hmm. they take their vacation week from their job, not their college spring break.
That's
their full time job. And I was like, whatever, you get, you know.
Let it go.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell her next year that's where I'm going on my solo trip. I'm going down to Cancun on my solo trip.
And make sure,
is it any creepier
make sure
than
happen
that?
To be on spring break.
Well, that's always a friend of a friend. You know, it's like that urban legend thing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But Bianca saw one or two of those dudes creeping around down there.
It was very creepy. Well, we were boarding for the party boat, and it was all teenagers. And there were older people, but they were with their families. Nobody was solo. So this one guy came on by himself, and I looked, and I was like, okay. So he sat in the corner.
How old was he?
He was late 30s, early 40s,
okay.
Yeah.
Too old to be there.
Yeah. So he was like, it was like he was disguised. He had a hat covering his face, big glasses on, and he sat in the back by himself. Mm. And he was just sitting, his arms were folded, and he was just watching the young girls, right? So about an hour into it, everybody is drunk, everyone is dancing, and... these girls, they were like really wild, like girls gone wild, whatever. So they went over to him. They were dancing on him, kissing on him. And then he finally, got up and he interacted with them. But then he sat back down and was just watching them.
That visual is just creepy. Like the old guy in the corner of the room watching.
Well, how did he get the girls to hook up with him? If he was the creepy guy, they just went up to him.
Well, they were just wild. They were just dancing on everyone, bending over, doing splits. Like they were just...
Maybe
beyond
the fact that
drunk.
He was just sitting there by himself and he's, when you're drunk, that's a fun target
but
or whatever.
And that guy is banking on, it's Jen, Bianca, Melissa, and Wendy, and they're the wild girls.
Mm-hmm.
They're banking on Melissa saying, hey, Jen, I dare you to go over there and make out with that dude.
Look at that dude. Yeah.
And nobody should be alone on a bus or on a party boat. Yeah.
Yeah, that was weird itself. He was by himself.
Yeah. Yeah. And how old were the girls?
They were in their 20s, 23, 24.
Oh. Okay.
Maybe 21. Yeah. But anyway, so they were talking, whatever, and at the end of the trip, at the end of the boat ride, they were kissing this one girl and him. So I tapped my boyfriend. I was like, look at him. It looks pretty weird. And he's like, yeah, everyone's looking at it. So he whispers to the girls, I heard, because they were right next to me. He said, come to my hotel room, whatever. And I just that's how girls end up missing. Mm-hmm. You don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I just thought it was pretty creepy. So I was on America's Most Wanted trying to see if I seen him on there and stuff like that. I have a picture of him in my camera, so it was just pretty weird. I just thought something was going on.
And those girls were just so careless.
Yeah,
do you think they would? Did it look like they were going to go back with him?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Really?
Well, because he's got a full-time job. You know, so he's probably got the...
he's promising to pay for stuff.
He's
buying him booze.
He's probably staying at the nicer hotel. There's nobody else in the room. And he can pay the tab and everything.
Well, and it's easy for us now to look back at it and see how stupid it was. But when you were there, I mean, your 20s, you're so reckless. And you're just looking
invincible.
For like the next... Yeah, when's the next good
but
time going to happen?
I feel like I would have been aware of a 45-year-old dude hanging in the corner.
That's creepy.
And we would have never
very creepy.
We would have never let one leave the pack to go by themselves. You know, girls would... I mean, if you're a good friend, especially if you're on spring break, then you and your group of girls that have gone together, you always make sure that you know where the others are. You don't just let one go with somebody who, especially older. That would have been extra creepy. But even just to, just somebody local and you don't know who they are, you just you wouldn't let them go by themselves.
There's there's a TV show that right now that's on E, and I stumbled across it on Sunday afternoon. And if you had seen this, Bianca, you may not have gone, even as a young, reckless college student. It's called Spring Break Nightmares. And it could basically be called Reasons to Not Go to Mexico. Because it seemed like...
Was it just Mexico they were focused on?
80% of the stories had to do with Mexico. And it sucked. Like, if you're the Mexico Board of Tourism, like, you hated that. But it was the creepiest story were two dudes, and they were partying. And they had stories about, like, guys who got just roughed up by the cops to get money from them. You know, like, the cops would instigate fights, and then you'd have to pay your fine in cash in the back of the police car. And there's all those stories. And the creepiest one were these two dudes who were on a bus going back to their hotel room, and they were having a conversation. And then the one dude wakes up on a bench in a park the next morning. He's like, hello. And his buddy's missing. Well, they do the whole investigation, and they find out that sitting behind them on the bus were members of this gang that sells and distributes drugs, drug gang. And they believe that they need to remain smarter than the authorities and have superpowers. And one way they could obtain that is by eating the brain.
Oh, damn.
This sounds like a horror movie.
It's not.
Or like an urban legend or something.
It's they showed it. It was the Mexican version of Cops because they believe they could eat the brain. And they had to find smart, blonde-headed people.
What?
Yep. So these guys were having a conversation on the bus, and the one guy in that conversation said that he was a pre-med student.
And he was blonde.
The other guy was not a pre-med student. They made the determination at that point that the blonde guy would go. So they took the blonde guy. They kill him, do crazy things with his body, bury him on the farm. When they did the investigation, the cool thing about the Mexican version of Cops, you get busted doing something wrong in Mexico, they made the guy who did it dig up the body. So that's what the TV coverage is like him trying to dig. And it was like 20 people over a dozen years that they had found, and it was
I can't believe this, because it does sound like something my mother would tell me before I went on spring break.
Right, to scare you, like a scare straight story. Look, I went down to Waikiki for spring break one year with two dudes. We didn't see my friend Kenny for 4 days. He left with a girl and never even thought twice
about
it.
Slow Kenny.
Okay. It was pretty fast that week. And we didn't see him for 4 days, never thought twice about it, and he showed up right before we left for our flight, and everything was fine.
See, girls are different. I mean...
Still reckless, but when you're that young, man, you don't even process that kind of danger.
We would have never let a girl be gone for 4 days in our group.
The name of the show, it's on E, and it's called True Horror Stories Spring Break Edition or something like that. I found a link to the page, but I can't find the next time it airs. So I'll give that to Joanne, and I'll keep researching. But check it out.
Wow.
It's it's on E, and it'll freak you out. Parents, if you got kids at spring break,
scary.
Don't watch it.
Oof.
Hey, The Bert Show.
Hey, guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.